boys and girls, welcome
to the Vegan with Sky Show!
A lot's been going on. What is this world we're living in? What? How do we make sense of any of it? Hey, everybody. Welcome back, VFFs, vegans and vegans and vegans. And if you aren't vegan, get out of here. What do we need you for? Get out if you're not vegan. What are you doing in here? This is our time. This is for vegans. I don't want all non-vegan. Any carnies left in the house, get out now. Spoiler alert, I don't like you. And we have so many more reasons not to like carnies right now. So many more. We have so many reasons today not to like carnies. This might just be called the carny hating hour. Should we just the carny hate hour? Would that be a good new show? A new show for the Vegan, of course, media network. Carny haters on the next. Phil Donahue. Yeah, that's what I think you should rename the song. This wonderful broadcast. But you know what? Today is the 28th, and we've got some fun stuff. I thought I'd some fun things to share as the regular crowd shuffles in. Damn, I know, right? Let's see. Michael Askew is here. CDA Activism is here. Always good to see you. Vegans only. Get out. You're not vegan. Get out of here. I don't want you. Get out of here. I don't want you around. Jack can't stand you. I think that I'm going to start doing a kindness corner with Jack every show. Like, we'll do a little segment with Jack where he just comes on and he talks about why he hates carnies. I think that'd be kind of fun. That'd be kind of fun for the puppet. You know, he just comes on. It's going to be called Kindness Corner. And he comes on and he talks about why he hates carnies. I think that'd be good. Yeah. We should educate carnies who come into the chat. They don't come in. If they do come in, they come in and say bacon, though, and then leave. I've already started like, you know, the filters in YouTube where you can filter out emojis. And so every time a carny comes in and uses a new meat emoji, I just filter that one out so they can't post. It's really funny. I like it. I think it's great. Why do I keep getting my hopes up that he shaved the damn thing off, trapped in the matrix? Why do you? At this point, it's become a trademark. I can't get rid of it now. It'd be like Alex Trebek. Would Alex Trebek get rid of his? Would Tom Selleck get rid of his? Of course not. I've had this for almost a year now. Yeah, I've had it for a year almost. No, I haven't. That's not true. I've had it for 5 months now. And I enjoy it. I think you secretly enjoy it too. It's my je ne sais quoi. My mustache is my power. And I think that that's what brings all the girls to the yard. And damn right, it's better than yours. What about the Elwood dog meat emojis? Are there Elwood dog meat emojis? Oh shit, I had to put you as a mod. That's true. CDA Activism, you'll be a nude mod. I'm afraid that you're gonna do nasty stuff, because you know what, sometimes you get in arguments. Can I trust you not to just block people you're arguing with? Because that's the thing, you have to be open to people ridiculing you if you're gonna play this game. The thing about having a vegan show or being vegan online is means that you have to have thick skin and have to just take a lot of punches, man. You have to take, people can just make fun of your mustache over and over again, and you just have to take it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to take it. If you block people who make fun of your mustache, who's going to have any, no one has any fun doing that type of thing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Vern? You know what I mean, Vern? Is he a responsible adult? I don't know. But you know what? We can always try him out, see if he works out. He's on probation, probationary period. You should make me a mod so I can mod CDA and only CDA. Yeah, why not? We'll just get it. We'll all be mods. You shave your stash. Don't shave. Only people with mustaches are allowed to be mods. Don't you know? That's why my girlfriend's one of the moderators on this channel. Because she owns my mustache. She owns my mustache. Is he an adult? I don't know. You have to be 18 or over and have a mustache if you want to be a moderator. And if you can't grow a mustache, you have to wear a false one whilst moderating. What do you think? What do you think? I think that would be pretty cool. GVG made everyone a mod. Too much responsibility, says Jason Gutt. It's too much. Too much. You'll be drunk with power. It is a heavy responsibility, Pig's Dream. It is. It's very, very lofty. It's heavy. It's very heavy. Today's the 28th of March, 2023. We got a couple things to talk about. I've saved the depressing stuff until the end. So if you like depressing shit, then you got to watch until the end. Depressing stuff is coming to the end. If you haven't already, please head on over to veganofcourse.etsy.com to check out the shit. Check out the swag. Check out the gear. Check out the contraband, the collateral. Check out the, I don't know, paraphernalia. Check out my paraphernalia, my vegan paraphernalia. I'm a paraphernalia peddler of vegan wares. So you can support on patreon.com/vegan of course. If you were one of the people that watched on Friday and saw Stanley Chase get the, he offered a vegan, of course, was the coupon code for 30% off at the Louisville Vegan Jerky Company. And I want to know if you guys use that coupon code, because I think that's super, super cool. Depressing stuff is at the end unless Race Lever shows up. He was here a second ago, I thought. No, maybe I'm wrong. He'll show up and then he'll be like making fun of the well, you know, he'll enjoy the end of this show, because we're going to talk about something that will probably get me banned. So I want to cover all this stuff that I wanted to cover to start with, and then we'll get to the depressing stuff that YouTube hates when I talk about, because the one time I talked about this topic, they took down the video. And I've only had two videos taken down. One was because of Bo Burnham's white woman's Instagram, because the goddamn vegan SOBs wanted to talk about it. So we watched it together and they said, and it was a copyright. It was taken down for copyright, which I think is bullshit, because we were commenting on it. We're having a whole conversation about why it's wrong, or if it's wrong, to make fun of white women and their Instagrams. You know what? That's bullshit, right? Why can't I make a song? I'm not saying women can be silly. Why can't I make fun of it? It's all right. If you don't like women, I don't know. You got problems, because women are awesome. Like, I was thinking about that. People who are anti-woman, I don't get it. Like, have you not met one? They're awesome. They make you laugh. They're fun to look at. They smell good. They challenge you. You know, I don't know. It's fun. It's fun having them around. I like them. It doesn't make sense to hate a whole 50% of the human population. That just don't make one lick of sense. Race Lever says someone has been, that he's been summoned. Yes, you've been summoned. Well, you know, you can wait, because we're going to have... You used it great, Pigstream. I'm super stoked. I hope you get it soon, and that you can tell us how you liked it. I think it's awesome. You did wear false mustache CDA activism. That's pretty good. You have to wear it while moderating, because only moderators with mustaches. It's a mustachioed moderator situation. If you want to be a moderator on the show, you have to have a mustache. Michael Askew, I love women so much. Yeah, I think they're rad. Like, as a rule, pretty great. Like, I don't know. I don't really have a... It's a weird thing that people are like, no, I just don't like women. That's like, the fuck? Have you met women? They're like, they're pretty cool. Like, they're just nice having around. I'd rather sit next to a woman on an airplane than a man. I'll tell you that. Big snoring man stinking up the joint with his feet off, his cheesy old feet and shit. You know what? Most women... pretty cool. They'll chat, talk to you. I don't know. I like them. World revolves around them, you know? I tell you what, like, the women that have played part in my life have been much more instrumental than the men. I can count, like, men that I've looked up to on one hand, maybe. But all my best bosses have been women. All my best parents have been women. All of my best extended family have been women. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're pretty awesome. I like them. Cool. Anyway, let's do this. We are getting into this right away. Let's go. We have the today on the Vegan with Sky show. Let's talk. Let's just get right in. I should have like an agenda, shouldn't I? But I don't know why. Oh no, did I put the wrong one up? Oh, what the heck? This is okay. Here we go. Julia Stiles. Happy birthday, Julia Stiles. You suck. She claims to have once been vegan, but thought it was too inconveniencing. She said when she traveled, she had a hard time getting nutrients and that she developed anemia because of her veganism. And so today I went into ChatGPT and I was like, why is it wrong for her to do this? And ChatGPT is like, well, you know, it's a personal choice. And I said, is it a personal choice when there are victims involved? Is it a personal choice when it comes to exploitation? And ChatGPT was like, no, actually. While it is true that individuals may face challenges in maintaining a vegan diet while traveling or facing other constraints, it is important to recognize that this does not justify the harm caused to animals through animal agriculture and killing. Instead, individuals can work to find plant-based alternatives to educate themselves and others about the benefits of veganism. This is what ChatGPT gave me after telling me first that it's a personal choice. But you know what? Personal choice. Why choose evil? Choose kindness, Julia Stiles, you piece of shit. This is a long time ago when she said that she went vegan and then she couldn't handle it because she was too inconvenienced while traveling and that she developed anemia. And then she went on, I think, the Conan O'Brien show. I think it was Conan O'Brien, and went on and was like, oh yeah, veganism sucks and I can't do it and veganism is stupid. And then later on, she said she regretted those statements and doesn't actually eat very much meat, but only on occasion, and tries to know, you know, local farmers and blah, 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 same old shit. Well, if my neighbor kills somebody, it's okay, right? If all animals end up in slaughterhouses, no exploitation is justifiable. Julia Stiles, what a piece of shit. You know, it always bothers me when people call themselves ex-vegans anyway, because if you really were in it for ethical reasons, then you would find some other way. Like if someone told me, hey, Sky, I know this vegan, you've been vegan for 20 years, but we think you're getting anemic. I'd be like, okay, you got iron pills? Is there something I could take before I head out and murder somebody? Would that be something? Like maybe before I murder somebody, Julia Stiles, maybe I should take an iron pill. Maybe I should take a multivitamin or vitamin for all my people abroad. Maybe I should take a vitaminian so that I don't have to go murder animals. Maybe that would be a, you know, just like a due process type of due diligence type of thing. Due process, maybe due process too. I don't know. I'm mixing metaphors at this point, but due diligence, please. Oh, I'm inconvenienced when I travel and I can't get my nutrients. No, what happens is when you travel, you're tired. That's what happens when you travel, because it's stressful and you're going through time zones and you're not sleeping regularly. You're probably dehydrated because the recycled air on airplanes and in these airports and all these fucked up places you go. And also just change of scenery, change in the level of humidity of the places you're going will mess up your like equilibrium that you've kind of sort of this homeostasis that you've managed to get into living your life. So when that's upset, you get a little tired. That does not mean you're not getting the nutrients you need to survive. To say that I can't get my nutrients when I travel is stupid, Julia Childs. So Julia Childs, happy birthday. Go vegan today. Don't forget, like, if you go vegan today for ethical reasons, you will always know your vegan declaration day. What a treat. Like, I don't know, actually, my vegan declaration day. I just say it's my birthday because I think it's easier. So on March 6th every year, I say, okay, that's one more year vegan. And the only reason I say that, because the last time I can remember trying to eat meat, I was drunk and I vomited. It was really gross. But I did. It was my birthday. And yeah, you should also do it on your birthday. It's a great time to celebrate the fact that you were born and your existence doesn't have to necessarily cause superfluous harm and torture and horrible things. You don't have to do it. You don't have to. You don't have to, Julia Stiles. You can get all of the nutrients you need from a plant-based diet. Millions are doing it. It's all the rage. I don't know if you've heard. Even Beyonce tries it out from time to time. But again, that's plant-based. I don't give a shit if you're plant-based or vegan. Just stop killing animals, you dumb baby. You dumb baby. I was going to call her a different word that starts with a B, but I thought that would be inappropriate. Julia Stiles, maybe your acting would improve if you went vegan. Look what happened to Joaquin Phoenix. He's a great actor. Maybe it's his veganism that's doing it. Maybe it's because he expresses some kind of compassion. He's able to use his imagination to inhabit the brains of others in order to channel that energy into a world-class performance. Perhaps you too, Juliet Stiles, if you just adopted an ethically consistent, morally consistent way of looking at the world, perhaps you too would become a better actor. It's possible. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. Julia Stiles, horrible actor. Maybe I should have called this 10 things I hate about you, but I don't have 10 things I hate about you, Julia Stiles. I only have one thing I hate about you. You're a goddamn hypocrite. That's what you are. You're a liar. Wait, let me think of 10. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. Nah, fuck it. You're just not vegan, and I hate non-vegans. I hate carnies. That's it. Race Lever. My vegan declaration is one day, 6 hours, 9 minutes, and 35 seconds longer than anyone else's here. Oh, well, that's good. Good for you. Corpse eating is gross. Thank you, Pig's Dream. Yeah, maybe that's why she doesn't have the sex appeal that she used to have. Well, maybe it's because, yeah, that's what I think. If she were vegan, I think that she could probably win. You might be PETA's vegan queen, like Julia, like Jennifer Coolidge. Imagine that honor she would be bestowed on you, Julia Stiles, if you just cared about animals. See, you wouldn't have assholes like me poking fun at you. It's ridiculous. Thinking about her desperately feeling around the plane for nutrients. Yeah, do you have any nutrients? Have you got any nutrients in your pocket? So ridiculous. Protein deficiency. Yeah, it's convenient to go around investigating farms, but it's not convenient to eat vegans. Shaking my head. Yeah, it's convenient to go finding out because it's bullshit. You can lie and say, oh, I only go with these kind farms, good people farms. That's where I go. I go to places where the farm, where they treat the animals nicely. You know, the welfare of the slave does not justify slavery. It doesn't matter because the slave is still subject to the whim of its owners. That's it. It doesn't matter how well the slaves are treated. And since exploitation and ownership of sentient beings is slavery, that is what Julia Stiles promotes. She promotes slavery because she's a piece of shit. Sorry, Julia Stiles. Happy birthday. Go vegan. Trucker found guilty in death of vegan activist Regan Russell. Regan Russell, she was killed, I think, back in 2020. And she was run over in Canada by some asshole who was driving pigs to slaughter. And he stopped at a red light. They were giving the animals water. And usually you stop at this. He called the police, this guy. He's called the police on the activists. And then when the light turned green, he made a left turn and ran over. Or I don't know if he left or right turn. Made a turn and ran over her. Dragged her about 5 to 10 feet. And she died under the wheels of that vehicle. Regan Russell, I think, is a hero. And it's so disgusting to me that the driver was sentenced to $2,000 fine for killing her. And they thought that they could get him off, but they said, you know what, we'll plead no contest, we'll plead guilty, give him $2,000. He's given a 12-month probation where he's no longer allowed to drive a car except to work and back, which is the least they could do, I suppose. I mean, do I have something better that I could think of for this? I mean, this isn't Frontier Justice, Judge Roy Bean and shit, but you know, I think that we could think of better ways to rehabilitate those who have happily run over vegan activists, people who are fighting for justice. What could we do to people like that? Could we make them, I don't know, work in ways that maybe will teach them some compassion? I think it'd be great to take people like that and have them empty bedpans at old people's homes, or work on a farm where a farm's a sanctuary. You know, I think that would be a cool thing to do. Maybe that's that type of community service, where maybe we can take something that this guy did and turn into something good. You know, I like to think that Regan Russell didn't die in vain. She was 65 years old when she was killed. And the guy's lawyer said that they could easily have gotten him off. This guy, Andrew Blake, was his name. He says there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't regret showing up for work that day. And I have to say, well, you should never have taken that job, huh? I guarantee you all the pigs regretted you showing up for work that day too. Regan Russell. Makes me sad that Regan Russell died. It's a major bummer. And $2,000, right? Like, I don't know. What should the fine be? What do you guys think? Was there something else we could have done? Don't let the foxes in the hen house, says Race Lever. Would I trust him around rescue animals? I don't know. What are you going to do? Have him clean up the sides of the roads? What do you do with someone like that? I don't know what you do with someone who runs over an activist like that. $2,000 for murder. I mean, the fine is hard, right? Because, like, do you fine him for wrongful death? I mean, this is a criminal case, but I guess she could still sue for, her family could still sue for wrongful death, I guess. This is in Canada. I don't know the laws up there, but usually that type of thing is based on how much money they think you would have made in your life and how much money was lost. It's all a question of economics. $2,000 and he's no longer allowed to drive. I mean, the goal should be to not allow things like this to happen. How do we keep things like this from happening? We abolish the trade. We abolish the industry that she was protesting. That's how we keep things like this from happening. And frankly, this guy, Andrew Blake, you know, was he wrong? Of course he was. Should he be punished? Yeah. But shouldn't we be looking at that with compassion as well? He was in the wrong place at the wrong time too, wasn't he? Why was he doing that job? Why is this even a job? There's a place called a slaughterhouse where people are employed to murder and chop up animals. And there's other people employed to take those animals and drive them through those gates. And I hate to, I don't like saying the H word, but I don't know how different it is than from the boxcars of Germany going to Poland after the liquidation of the ghettos. I don't see the difference. Vegans can't be for the death penalty. We don't kill mammals. I'm against the death penalty, just to make that clear for everyone. I'm totally against the death penalty. Did you get something? Prison. Well, that would be the ideal situation. But even then, shouldn't we have realistic ideas of what prison's supposed to do? What is the stated intent of prison? Is it to rehabilitate or to punish? These are big questions, Kane. And if we're going to incarcerate people for murder, what's the point? if not to try to turn them back into functioning members of society, contributing members of society, better human beings. What's the point? Just locking them up, throwing away the key? Is that the idea? I don't know. And if society is at least somewhat complicit in every crime, aren't you and I also, to some degree, also guilty for the crimes of every single individual? These are big questions, but I think that we need to have real understanding, or at least ideas about what is the point of incarceration and what do we do with people like this. $2,000 seems a little bit ridiculous, though. When it comes to serial killers, yeah, we have no choice but to lock them up. Yeah, I mean, that's just to keep them away. That's like such a small percentage of people, you know. Some people deserve a second chance. Some deserve none. Trick is figuring out which is which, Race Lever says. Well, I mean, that's the idea, right? I mean, there's some that we need to keep away from Gen Pop, but the general population, as long as we aren't in danger, I mean, do you think O.J. Simpson's going to murder another person? So how? What do we do? Try to teach him the error in his ways and maybe try to turn him back into a decent member of society. That's the only option. I mean, the guy's paid his debt. If there ever was a debt to be paid. Not that I think that O.J. Simpson was innocent, but, you know, he didn't go to jail for killing his wife. He went to jail for robbing somebody. Just to make that perfectly clear, he was not convicted for killing anybody, which is shocking to me. I was around back then. I was actually really closely related and connected to the O.J. Simpson trial. It's a story for another day. Anyway, Regan Russell, $2,000. Come on, man. Come on. Jean says, I'm a wise man. Do you think so? I don't know. I think I'm just another one in the gutter. You know, Oscar Wilde says we're all in the gutters and some of us are looking at the stars. I just think I'm looking at the stars. That's all. Happy birthday, Maxim Gorky. You know, Maxim Gorky is such an interesting character. He's one of my favorites. I love Maxim Gorky. He wrote the Song of the Stormy Petrel. It's a poem that was written back before, like almost 15 years before the Communist Revolution in Russia. And there's Gorky Park, and like Gorky's a big name. If you know who Gorky, today's his birthday. It's a big deal because in Russia, he's one of those that like didn't really get kind of whitewashed out because he was a revolutionary. He was a poet. He was an incredible writer. He knew Chekhov, who was maybe the world's greatest playwright. And we would all be saying so if we didn't know who Shakespeare was. And, you know, Shakespeare had it written in English. Chekhov would be considered the greatest playwright who ever lived. He was friends with this guy, Gorky. And, you know, while the Storm Petrel, and the Stormy Petrel has always been an interesting character to me. I actually have a Stormy Petrel tattooed on my arm. Wait, on this arm, I have a Stormy Petrel on my arm. And Storm Petrel has always been such an amazing creature to me because the Storm Petrel never lands except when a storm is coming, which is why it's called a Storm Petrel. It flies, it won't land unless something really bad's about to happen. Then it will land on a ship and sailors would be like, whoa, the Stormy Petrel is bringing the storm with it. Or that the Stormy Petrel is allowing us to know that a storm is coming and is the harbinger, the one who tells us to look out. And while the poem does not specifically address veganism or animal rights, it is possible for individuals to interpret its themes of liberation, courage, and justice in a way that aligns with vegan values. It's a symbol of animal rights and the revolution, the justice. It's brave. Here's the poem. That's what a picture of a stormy petrel looks like. And you know what? It's short, the poem. Wouldn't it be great to read the poem? I think so too. See, and I think it's about veganism because I think that's a common, you know, today's the new revolution for justice. So here we go. On his birthday, Maxim Gorky, the Song of the Stormy Petrel. Up above the sea's gray flatland, wind is gathering the clouds. In between the sea and clouds, proudly soaring the petrel, reminiscent of black lightning. Glancing a wave with his wings tip, like an arrow dashing cloudward, he cries out and the clouds hear his joy in the bird's cry of courage. In this cry, thirst for the tempest, wrathful power, flame of passion, certainty of being victorious, the clouds hear in the birds cry, seagulls groan before the tempest, groan and race above the sea, and on its bottom they are ready to hide their fear of the storm. And the loons are also groaning. They, the loons, they cannot access the delight of life in battle. The noise of the clashes scares them. The dumb penguin shyly hiding his fat body in the crevice. It is only the proud petrel who soars ever bold and freely over the sea, gray with sea foam. Ever darker clouds descending ever lower over the sea, and the waves are singing, racing to the sky to meet the thunder. Thunder sounds. In foamy anger, the waves groan, the wind in conflict. Now the wind firmly embraces flocks of waves and sends them crashing on the cliffs in wild fury, smashing into dust and sea spray all these mountains of emerald. And the petrel soars with war cries, reminiscent of black lightning, like an arrow piercing the clouds, with his wing rips foam from the waves. So he dashes like a demon, proud black demon of the tempest. And he's laughing and he's weeping. It is at the clouds he's laughing. It is with his joy he's weeping. In the fury of thunder, the wise demon hears its weakness, and he's certain that the clouds will not hide the sun, won't hide it. The wind howls, the thunder rolls. Like a blue flame, flocks of clouds blaze up above the sea's abyss. The sea catches bolts of lightning, drowning them beneath its waters. Just like serpents made of fire, they weave in the water, fading the reflections of this lightning. Tempest! Soon will strike the tempest. That is the courageous petrel proudly soaring in the lightning over the sea's roar of fury, cries of victory, the prophet. Let the tempest come strike harder. That's it. That's the Gorky's famous poem, the Song of the Storm Petrel. The Song of the Stormy Petrel, they've got a word for petrel. I forget what it is in Russian. But it was always considered like someone who isn't afraid of the revolution and who isn't afraid, won't hide, won't groan that there's change in the air and will always continue to fight. Bring it on, says the Stormy Petrel. I walk on water. There's a picture right there of the petrel walking on water. In fact, he's called the petrel because Peter in the Bible also walked on water after having seen Jesus Christ walk on the water. Peter also walked on water at Galilee. Most people forget that about the Bible, that Jesus wasn't alone. He walked on water, and then Peter did the same. And that's why the storm petrel is called the petrel, after Peter of the Bible. Cool, right? I thought so too. Thanks for listening. All right, here's the rough one. If you haven't heard, six people were killed, not including the gun person, in the shooting in Tennessee outside Nashville. And of course, Tennessee just lowered the age of people who can get a firearm, a pistol. It used to be 21, now it's 18 in Tennessee. They're making the laws more and more lax when it comes to gun ownership in Tennessee. And even though, I don't know, lots of countries have guns, right? Not like us, of course. I mean, we got lots of guns. Got five guns for every human, every man, woman, and child living in America. We got five guns. Do we need that many? No, we don't need that many, but we want them. We like guns in this country, don't we? We like blood. We like mutilated children. That's what we like in America. This is something that must be true because we promote it. We enjoy these things. We pray for these things. Every time this happens, we say thoughts and prayers. We pray for them because it's become a ritual now where it brings us together for this brief moment. The whole country comes together for just a moment and says, ah, how sad. It's almost like horror tourism. Everyone wakes up and looks up and they go almost like little lemurs. They look up and they all look at the same direction and then they go back to squabbling. It's like the loud noise that wakes us all up momentarily. It's just so difficult it's so difficult to see this again and again, you know? So this person, I say person because now there's people are calling him or her the trans shooter. They keep saying this, the trans shooter. Not that it matters whether or not the shooter is transsexual, but that's what now everyone's talking about. It was trans shooter, that it was a person born biologically female but identified and used male pronouns on their online personae, on their online profiles. I don't know. I just don't really give a shit what the situation was with this shooter. I don't think shooting is the answer. And it seems to be it was targeted. They went into the 28 years old, almost 30 years old, hates the school, went in to kill the principal, a custodian, a substitute teacher who wasn't even supposed to be there that day. All these people are in their 60s, and then killed 3 9-year-olds, it seems, 3 people under 10 years old at this elementary school, and all with 3 guns. They had 3 guns with but assault rifles, of course, you know, because we love assault rifles in this country. We love them. We love assault rifles here. Can't get enough of assault rifles in this country. We just think that assault rifles are just the bee's knees. Yeah. If we're not going to do anything about this, I don't know why we keep even why is it even shocking anymore? 175 people have been killed in mass school shootings in America since Columbine. 175. Now, a mass shooting is 4 or more, not including the gunman or gun person, as the case may be. But 4 or more counts as a mass shooting. Now, there's been way more shootings, but mass shootings, because we've got to really split hairs here, because if just 1 or 2 people get killed in a school, no big deal. It doesn't even make the news. But 4 or more is considered a mass shooting. And 175 people since Columbine have been killed, meaning that we're doing nothing. We've done nothing, basically nothing. We've done basically nothing. Nothing. And I know people will be like, well, it's not the guns doing it. All right, fair enough. It's not the guns doing it. The guns help. And to do nothing seems really stupid. Because that's the thing. I mean, do something. Do something at all. That would be nice. Like, to me, I doesn't matter that I want to kind of have really kind of extreme gun regulation. I want pretty massive gun regulation, especially when it comes to the transfer of guns between states. But you know what? We need to do something. How about something? Let's get the ball rolling somewhere. But no, we won't, because already people are arguing about what we're, oh no, we can't talk about the guns. Now is not the right time to talk about the guns, says the Republican. Democrats say, we have to talk about guns sometime. When shall we talk about them? And the Republicans say, not now. Now is the time for prayer. Okay, so we punt again. And we punt again and we punt again until the next school shooting. Since I've been doing this show, I have had to talk about mass shootings 6 times, I think, 5 or 6 times. In schools, twice. In Buffalo, we had the shooting in the, I forget what that supermarket was called. We had a mass shooting at the church down the road from my house, anti-Asian violence. There was the other one that was the one that was like a club. And we had another, the other one that was, two clubs, right? One was a gay club. One was a, just like a club where Asian people hung out. So, I mean, like, we keep doing this. So here we go. Just keep going. Let's see. The number one cause for the death of children in the U.S. is by guns, surpassing motor vehicle deaths and those caused by other injuries. That's true. We do nothing. We choose to do nothing about it. How about we protect children from schools, children in schools, as well as protect banks instead of trying to violate gun rights? Well, what do you mean violate gun rights? We don't have to violate gun rights. We need a national registry. That's not a violation of gun rights. I don't know what you mean. Violate gun rights. That's a big word. Violate? No one's going to violate anyone's gun rights anytime soon in America. We need to have legislation that helps kids from being shot. That's all. Yeah, basic minor shit. You know, we won't have to do much to make a dent. Do something. Something. Guarding the schools seems kind of ridiculous to me. More cops. That's what we need. No, we don't need more cops. We don't need more guns. We don't need that. Now's the time for prayer. Yeah, they always say that. They always say that. That's what they always say. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Because that'll help. The Republicans love talking about prayer because it's such a great get-out-of-jail-free card, right? Well, just pray harder. Pray harder. That'll solve it. That'll do her. Prayer works. That'll do her. Yeah. But instead, it's so easy. What are you doing about it? Well, I'm praying. Okay. We'll just pray more. Yeah. It really is such a crime that we do nothing. Such a crime. Nashville. Anyway, it was a Christian school. It was a private school this time. Maybe because, you know what? Then you think, like, well, a bunch of private school kids got shot. Maybe we'll do something. Nah, they're not going to do anything. Wasn't Sandy Hook a private school? They're not going to do anything. Don't worry about it. It won't be. Nothing will happen. Tennessee is controlled by Republicans, so nothing will happen at all. The biggest problem is, like, even in California, we got too many guns. Why? Because they all come from Texas and Nevada and Arizona. They all come from over the state line. So what about state rights? What about, can we do something there? No, you can't do anything there because it's a violation. They always use, like, this word, violate. You're going to violate my Second Amendment right. Look, there's limits on free speech. That is a First Amendment right. And we have to have limits to make it so that not everyone, so that we don't cause harm. So, like, for example, First Amendment speech rights is somewhat limited because sometimes your freedom of speech intersects with my freedom of life. That's it. That's basic, fucking pretty basic common sense. Where your freedom of speech begins and it intersects with my rights, then we have to have some kind of conversation about limiting freedom of speech so that people don't die. Like yelling fire in a crowded theater. That would be a crime. But what about freedom of speech? Aren't I allowed to yell anything that I want? Yes, but your freedom of speech does not supersede someone's freedom to live, freedom from harm. Clearly, the right to own a gun in this country without any kind of registration or tracking, no investigation as to whether someone is mentally stable. This person had 7 or 8 guns now. They're finding out they had a sawed-off shotgun. They had 2 shotguns in their home, a pistol, and 2 assault rifles. I think that's a little bit much. I think it's a little bit, when someone buys that many guns, you might want to raise a couple flags, you know, like, maybe, hey, maybe we should look into this guy. Person. Maybe we should look into this person. Maybe 3 assault rifles, 2 shotguns, and a pistol. Maybe that's a bit much. Yeah, maybe Maybe just give a little, maybe give it a little wellness check, let a little knock on the door, ask parents of, and parents of this person is saying they had no idea, no idea that this person had all these guns. In fact, no one did, because we don't register guns in this country. You have to register a car in this country. You know why? Because cars are fucking dangerous. Cars can kill you. You see that bus in the picture? You see that bus right there in the picture right there that I screenshotted from Google today? That school bus, you need to get a special license to drive that school bus. You know why? Because children might get killed. That's why. Because children have a right to have a reasonable expectation of safety. That's it. We're not saying that we're not going to stop. We're going to stop all kids from dying. All I'm saying is maybe we can do something. Like it's such a minor. Don't abolish guns, okay? Don't do anything. Don't make any drastic decisions. God forbid we make any big, you know, sweeping legislation in this country. Let's just do something. Anything at all. Just something. Anything. Nobby Garethes says, let them have their guns and just take away their bullets. You know what? Maybe they should make bullets. You have to make them yourself now. You know what? I used to live near a guy who was an NRA dude. He was like Grand Dragon of the NRA. And that's who I learned how to shoot from. It was really fun. I got to fire an assault rifle, and I got to learn how to shoot from a person who really knew what they were doing. And I got pretty good at it because it was my friend's dad, neighborhood thing. We're in Southern California, and we went out to the desert, and we would shoot at shit. That's basically what you do. And we went out and shot at shit. It was very educational. I found it intriguing. I met all sorts of interesting people through that experience. I was, I think, a freshman in high school. I even met someone who had reconstructed a Civil War cannon and was firing it. It was fascinating to understand how ballistics work. And I found it remarkably educational. And this guy, because he had such an ordinance, he actually made his own weapon. He made his own bullets because he went through so many bullets. So he made his own. Now, make them all make their own bullets. That would be a pretty good, that'd be pretty good. Raise the price of lead, but then only rich people will have guns. But you know what? Only rich people have cars. Cars are dangerous. Register them. How about that? Register the gun. Register cars, register gun. In fact, oh, that's what we need is another level of bureaucracy. No, don't put another level of bureaucracy. Just put FA after the DMV. We have the Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Motor Vehicles and Firearms. Use the same offices. You got to register your car this week? Well, I guess I should register my gun. Every 2 years, you got to register your gun. That's it. If you don't register it, we'll come and get it. That's it. Register your guns. I just don't see why this is a problem. You know, there was a Supreme Court ruling in the 70s that made it so that the NRA basically became, that was when the 70s, when the NRA really became, you know, an educational group that liked guns. They became a lobbying group for the gun industry in the 70s. And they pushed things where everyone needs to have a gun, and these ideas that it's my right, you can't regulate my right. Well, it says that in the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's it. Just because some asshole wrote something almost 300 years ago, we're like, oh, well, we got to keep having guns. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's never been a good excuse to have an assault rifle. And if you're saying that, well, I want to have one, but I want to, okay, then register it. That's it. You want to drive a bus? You want to drive a school bus? Get yourself a special license. See, what I have to do if I want to drive a death machine, if I want to have a car, which is kills 400 people a day in America, so it's a lot of people die in America from cars. We just all acknowledge that this is a dangerous pastime. It's kind of stupid. We're all driving as much as we are. So we just have to decide, okay, everyone has to get a license now because we need some basic safety standards to get followed, okay? Just basic shit. Let's face it, it's not that extreme. We're not really asking much of you to get a driver's license. So, but if you want to drive a Mack truck, so like if you just want a small, like a shotgun to protect your house, you got to get a little license, you know, learn how to turn the safety on and off, you know, basic shit. Okay, but if you want to drive a Mack truck, like a 18-wheeler, you got to pass a psych test, you have to pass a physical, and you have to go get a special license. And you have to do that every 2 years. You got to go get a physical to say that you're not going to get a heart attack while you're on the road. Do a drug test. You got to piss in a cup. You can't, if you get a DUI, you get a DUI in a normal car, you lose your CDL, your commercial driver's license. You lose that privilege because a Mack truck is dangerous. So it's so dangerous, you got to get a special license. That's it. You want to get an assault rifle? No problem. Get a special license. Register the fucking gun. It's not that fucking hard. It's your right to have a gun. Fine. Fine. It's your right to have a gun. Okay. Get a license. So we know who you are. Every 2 years, get a psych test. You want a big weapon that can fucking kill a bunch of kids? You want to get a big weapon that can kill 25 cheerleaders, line them up, and murder them all? Then, okay, you're going to have to get a license for that. We got to look into you just a little peeksy poo, just a little peeksy poo to see you're not wackadoo up in the noodle boo. Just a little peeksy poo in the noodle boo, okay? That's it. That's all we got to do. But only if you want a regular gun, just get a license. It's just like, you know, like a driver's license, super easy to get. Just don't, you know, just don't break any laws. You know, we'll give you a ticket if you fuck something up. But big weapons, you got to get a better license. Get a bigger license. That's all. Super easy. Go to the DMVFA. Go to the DMVFA, the Department of Motor Vehicles and Firearms, and get yourself a handy dandy license, and you can kill whoever you want, I guess. And if you break any laws, we'll come get you. Easy. Just like, just a little couple preventative measures. That's all. That's all. We have too many cars in this country and no mass shootings or driving over children. Weird country of mine. Well, I'm getting to that, Jean. Yeah, just because somebody wrote something 300 years ago that allows you to all to speak freely now and help protect you all to get here, why respect it at all? Good question, Race Lever. Well, I'll have you know that a lot of countries enjoy the same freedoms we do, and they don't have this kind of obsessive adherence to each letter of a constitution that was written 300 years ago. Let's say, you know, the Germans have free speech, the English have free speech, the French have free speech, the Swiss have free speech, all the Scandinavians do. Basically, all of Europe. I'm going to say most, like, I would say like 90% of Europeans have the same freedoms that we do when it comes to freedom of speech and all the rest of the stuff. And they don't have school shootings. You know, and when they do have things like school shootings, they take measures to try to prevent them from ever happening. Yeah, so that they don't have them anymore. Do you remember when Germany had their school shooting? 16 people were killed. Yeah, that was pretty intense. 16 people were killed. And so they started making bigger, you know, harder tests for people who joined clubs, shooting clubs. And so in order to have a gun in Germany, you have to be part of a shooting club and you got to take a little testy poo. Got to take a little test to see if you're not crazy. A little crazy. Are you crazy? And then if you want to take your gun home, so then you put it in a locker and you can, it's your gun. You can own it. It's in a special spot. You know, it's yours. You got a key to it, but they track who goes in and out. And then if you want to take it home, you still can. You just got to pass a little testy. Little testies. It's easy. Sky, when somebody shoots someone, especially in a mass shooting, we know who they are pretty quickly. Most of them, most of the time, registered or not. What do you want about? Well, the person had lots of guns. And I think that if we knew that someone was amassing an arsenal, maybe someone could knock on the door. Hello, who is it? It's the DMVFA, sir, ma'am. Not really sure because some people are saying you're trans. We're not really sure, but mind if we come in and take a look at your arsenal? Not a problem. Come on in. Wow, this is a pretty big arsenal. Are you planning on shooting any kids? Well, I do hate my old school teacher, and I hate the principal of this one Christian school that really fucked with me when I was growing up, and I kind of wish that they would all rot in hell. Okay, well, let's just take your guns away. They're yours. We're going to put them in a special locker for a little while for you. Don't worry. They're still yours. We're going to put them away for a little while until you cool down, buddy. You're going to have to cool down. maybe we got a social worker that's coming to have a little conversation with you. Just a little conversation. And before we give your guns back, you just have a little conversation with this guy because you're talking crazy. You're talking like you want to kill people. Looks like you've got yourself a manifesto. You got yourself a manifesto there, buddy. Maybe we should do something about this before you go pop off and kill a bunch of kids, huh? Yeah, okay. Wouldn't that be better for everybody? Most people are going to say yes. The problem is most people don't get any kind of attention and they just go and pop off. This person's in a room scribbling down all sorts of random shit saying they want to kill people. They're on social media saying they want to kill a bunch of people. And no one's the wiser because one is not connected to the other. We say, oh, this person seems a little unhinged. I hope they don't have any guns. Well, if there were only a way for us to check. If there were only a way for us to check. You know what? We got to register sex offenders. If you're a sex offender because you fucked a 17-year-old when you were 19, you're a sex offender for the rest of your life. And I can look up on a computer where you are at any time. I could just pop in and find out where you are because you're a sex offender. Why? To protect the children. Well, I think it'd be a good idea to be able to pop into a computer and see how many guns are around my neighborhood. I'd love to know that. How many people of my neighbors have assault rifles? I would love to know. Don't I have a right to know who my neighbors are because of my children? Because my children are going to this school and I want to know if they're going to get murdered today. I want to know who has the assault rifles in my neighborhood. Makes perfect sense. But that only works if someone's a sex offender. I can find out who's a sex offender because of the children. What the fuck? We don't mind that person's right being violated, do we? No, but they're not a gun owner. They're not a gun owner. God damn it. Got me all riled up. Play pre-crime all you want. You actually have to commit a crime to be guilty of something. You underestimate the protective that can be. Well, you're absolutely right, but to do nothing is what we're doing right now. To do nothing. That's the answer might not be what I'm saying, and I'm willing to admit that. Like maybe my solution is a little draconian. Maybe my whole idea of the Department of Motor Vehicles and Firearms is a little bit futuristic and a little far-fetched for this country, especially in a place like Tennessee where most of them can't even fucking read. But you know what? Maybe this enlightened approach might not be the right way for everybody. Okay, so your answer is to do nothing, not yours. But the Republican answer, the right-wing answer is to do nothing, nothing at all, nothing. That's the answer. How about nothing, Senator? It's like Al Pacino in Godfather Part Two, where he's like, well, how much are you going to pay? What's your bargain there? Corleone, nothing, Senator, nothing. In fact, you're going to pay for all this. That's what it is. Nothing. Pay for it with your blood, sir. Nothing. I'm doing nothing. Let the children die because we'll do nothing to try to prevent it. Zero. We'll do nothing about it. Because fuck them, right? Fuck them. They're just kids. They can't vote. They're just kids. We don't value life in this country. Now, what does this have to do with veganism, huh? Well, I was getting there. We live in a country where we promote and fantasize and romanticize violence. We eat it every day. We put it on our plates. We defend it. We defend it like it's our lifeblood. Like we can't survive without violence. We need it. We want death. We do not value life in this country. Not even a little. So we glorify violence and we're surprised when violent things happen. Even people as early as Pythagoras were saying things like, when you aren't violent toward animals, you aren't going to be violent toward people. You'll be far less likely to harm others, other humans, if you're not going to harm other animals, other non-human animals. So, you ever notice that the shooter's never vegan? The shooter's never vegan. Why is that? Why is that? Is it because vegans are the only ones who actually value life? Is that really the thing that we're in the minority for? Is that why we're in the minority? Because we're the only ones who value life? and want to take steps to preserve it and to observe the sanctity of it. That we're the only ones who care about things like freedom and oppression, violence and peace. What can be more oppressive than going to school and thinking that you might get shot that day? You know, when I was in school, there were 3 gun-related incidents, 2 shootings and another gun-related incident, but 2 shootings in my school and a suicide. So there's 3. One happened off of after hours, but 3 shootings at my growing up. And they weren't mass shootings. There was a little drive-by, and then there was a person who shot himself during class, and there was another person who shot himself on the field after hours at night. 2 suicides and a drive-by in my life and when I was going to school. And I think that they affected me. I didn't see, there wasn't, I wasn't there when, in the drive-by, no one got shot. With the suicides, you know, I knew the first one, the second guy I didn't know, but the first guy I knew very well. We were on the wrestling team together. We knew each other quite well. Christian was his name. He shot himself in the face and survived. He survived. Now, how am I going to... You know, I'm an old guy, and Kane likes to remind me of how old I am. And that means that this has been a problem for a long time, and we've just decided to do nothing about it. That's the worst thing. We're just going to keep going, keep killing, keep allowing it to happen. Yeah. Anyway. That's the show, I guess. That's it. That's the show. Oh, you're talking about the murderer in Brian Kalberger. He wasn't vegan. Come on, people like saying that shit. The guy was had a restrictive diet. He wasn't vegan. Come on now, so ridiculous. That's like saying like that lady who. Come on, that person wasn't vegan. Can't claim that one. I'm sorry. I think there's a lot of mental illness in the United States. There's a lack of community and capitalistic system destroying people. Maybe, Jean. I think that we don't value life and that we're constantly told that something else is important when what's important is community and you know, observing each other's rights, loving each other, caring about each other, you know? I don't really believe that we all have this. I know mental illness is a problem. We need to normalize talking about it. But I don't think that every time we bring up school shootings, we're talking about mental illness every time. I know a lot of people who are mentally ill and don't fucking shoot anybody. Isn't that weird? You know, a lot of people who have mental illness that don't shoot people. And every time we bring up mental illness in connection with these shootings, it just makes it seem like, oh, well, we just have a mental health issue. We just have a mental health epidemic here. Maybe, maybe not. We might have mental health problems in this country, but I just don't think that that's the fucking, pardon the pun, smoking gun when it comes here. The smoking gun is the gun. It's the gun. And we do nothing about it. I don't think we can educate our ways out of this. There are other countries with guns, sure, but not like us. We don't have guns like other, and we live close together. There's 60 million people living in California. Why do we have tighter gun laws. We have fewer shootings. We still have shootings. Not so many school shootings. But yeah, 50% of the world is mentally ill, they say. So, I mean, fucking, it's a lot of people. Different levels of mental illness, like, are all to some degree. We're all on the spectrum, aren't we, these days? Anyway, enough of that. I'm sorry to bum everybody out, but these school shootings get under my skin. They bum me out so much. They make me sad. It makes me wonder if every time things like this happen, I wonder if I'm wasting my time talking about veganism. Because I honestly think that veganism can kind of solve this, but I can't even get people to like... Maybe that's the hopeful thing, that veganism kind of could solve this problem. But we're still going to need gun legislation, something, some form of gun legislation, nationwide gun legislation, federal gun legislation, for God's sake. The gun is an inanimate object. So is the guillotine. The gun is an inanimate object. Yeah, sure it is. So is the car. The car is inanimate. We just, and I still got to get a license to use it. I have to get a license to use a car because it's dangerous. What don't you, yeah, I don't understand why you think that that's okay. I got to get a license for it. That's all. Not, you don't have to commit thought crime for that. You just say, hey, guns are dangerous. Can we all agree on that? Guns are dangerous. Well, not if you're really, really careful. Well, you could say that about 16-wheelers. If you're a really careful driver, you're not going to get in a car accident, right? Truth is, though, we need to observe at least some basic idea of safety so that we can at least try to, you know, be safer. It's kind of like passing airbag laws and seatbelt laws. We do that so that we all can try to move forward with a modicum of public safety. This is a public safety issue. This is not truly a political issue. It's been politicized. This is a public safety issue. The CDC isn't allowed to investigate the causes of death when it comes to gun violence because it's been politicized. How stupid is that? This is a public safety issue. It's not a political issue. Kind of like the thing we were talking about, kind of like the pandemic. It was a public safety issue, not a political issue. Kind of like the spread of syphilis and chlamydia, not covered by your health insurance. Well, why not? Because it's been politicized, but it's a public health issue. Too bad. You get it from having sex, and we all know that good Christians don't have sex, so it's your fault. And we're not going to cover it with your health insurance. What? Guns, we're not going to legislate that because it's political. Why is it political? Because the NRA says so. Not because anyone with a half a brain thinks so. Not really. That's all. That's it. Ooh, I need to go up against someone that knows this stuff on this. I've gone up against them all. This is why I don't do it anymore. It's so lame. So lame. It's so boring. Ugh, do as hot as I think. Why? Because they'll outshout me. It's so boring when people talk about like, oh, guns, we need to have the right to bear arms. They always go back to it. It's always the same. You can't violate my right to have a gun. It's a public safety issue, and we need common sense legislation. What should we do about it? The answer is always nothing. Nothing. That's the answer every time. Nothing. Nothing is the answer. Every time I have a conversation with someone about guns that knows so much about them, their answer is doing nothing. That's it. Let's do nothing. You're a licensed cosmetologist? You have to have a license to be a cosmetologist in this country, but you don't have to have a license to own an AR-15. You have to have a license to be a dog groomer in this country. You have to be a license to clean my toilets in this country, but you can't, but making people who want AR-15s have a license, that's too much, pal. That's too much. That's too much. It's too much. Can't do it. Can't be done. Can't be done. It just can't be done. Let's do nothing instead. Let's do nothing. Fuck them. Fuck these kids. Let's do nothing instead. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. This has been the Vegan with Sky Show. I hope that you guys all enjoy the rest of your day. This Friday, we have the one and only Chris Pajic, which is going to be super cool. The Vegan Greaser. Very excited about that. Friday at 8 a.m. The rest of the broadcast will be at 5 p.m. tomorrow is Wednesday, which means it's hump day, not grump day. He was scared off by Beetlejuice. But we're going to have hump day. It'll be fun. And you'll have a good time. Everyone will have a good time tomorrow. By tomorrow, we won't even be talking about the school shooting. Don't worry. Tomorrow it'll be like it never happened. It'll be like it never happened. The kids won't be in the ground. Their bodies aren't cold. But don't worry. They won't show you any photography of the children who got shot, because that would be too jarring to see what an AR-15 does to a child. You're not allowed to show that. You can't show that because the gun lobby doesn't want you to see it. They don't want you to see what an AR-15 bullet does to a child. Maybe if they showed the photographs of the crime scene, maybe people would change their minds. What do you think? Think people might change their minds? Oh, I think so. I think so. I think we change. I think we change right away. You show some little kids getting shot by it. You show what those bodies look like. I think we change overnight. Then we change.
We would change.
Or what it looks like when they rip up a 60-year-old woman. It doesn't have to be the 9-year-olds. Don't worry, a couple women in their 60s were killed too. If you're afraid of the children's modesty being hurt. Don't worry, they're 60-year-old women's. Dead old ladies too. We can photograph and show the world what an AR-15 wound looks like. What does it look like? Do you think maybe we might have some public outcry if we saw it? It's always so funny. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, they don't like showing, you know, remember during the Persian Gulf War, they weren't allowed to show the bodies coming home. They weren't allowed to show it because they were afraid that the war effort back at home would be undermined, that the support would go away. It's pretty horrible. We're not even allowed to show it. Do you think... This is just like the slaughterhouses. If people could see it, you'd think that they would change their minds. And a lot do. Can we get enough? Can we get enough to watch? Why is it illegal to show? Why do people get so upset when you show them what happens to the animals? Why aren't we allowed to show what happens in these schools? Have you ever seen the photos? You haven't. You haven't seen the photos. They take photos, but you can't see them. They belong to us because of taxpayer money. But you're never allowed to see what happened. Schools have cameras in them. How come we can't watch them? Why can't we see it? Yeah. Anyway. Thanks, guys. Good night and good luck.
Take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. Thank you. That cold black cloud is coming down. Oh no. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh yeah. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Mama, take these guns from me. I can't shoot them anymore. Those cold black clouds are coming down. Oh. It feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put these guns in the ground. I can't shoot 'em anymore. It's like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door.
Thank you much, everybody. Let's end the gun violence. Let's do something, huh? Illegitimate non-carborundum. See you tomorrow.